Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Atamari e koutou, tai au manuia, and good morning to all the fine folks of Wellington. It's 10 o'clock, which means it's the Raw Fish Show with Panda and Stay at Kura. Under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. It's currently 13 degrees in the capital and it's going to stay like that all day. I think it's a brilliant day. You think it's a bit chilly, yeah?
It's a bit chilly.
Well, bordering on winter. I've got my handy cargo shorts on because I'm in denial. And I don't have a scarf, no gloves. I've got a cap. But, yeah, it's pretty much going to stay like that all day. But it's mostly sunny and a bit cloudy out there. Beautiful train ride in this morning from the Kapiti Coast. Even overnight, it's only going to drop to like 9 degrees, very briefly, and you'll be in bed, so you won't even notice.
It is still stunning out there, though, like the coast is beautiful.
How have you been?
I've been pretty good. Busy at work?
Māori Land Court? Waitangi Tribunal?
Oh, yeah, they're with us, but, you know, they have the same judges that we have.
Yes, and, the big boss came to our opening program at Te Waka Hoia.
The panel
discussion, because we've got the it just opened a week ago. Was actually a week ago. The exhibition, Waitangi Tribunal exhibition, photographic exhibition at Te Waka Hoia Museum, in the Te Whiki space on the ground floor. We're down on Jervis Quay. Down by the waterfront, right next door to TSB Arena in Capital E. That's like 1975 to 2025, so it's celebrating 50 years of the tribunal.
That's right. And I went online and watched the corridor at
Te Papa. Yeah, that was like the precursor to the opening.
Absolutely. So, yeah, no, good event.
Yeah, we had Justice Joe Williams.
Well, some venue, like where you work, you know, it's just awesome to go around there and see different things happening all the time, eh?
In that heritage building, eh?
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. But, you know, this, just between me and you and our 8 listeners, it's not much storage space.
Well, what
are
you
going to store? Like, oh, hello, it's a museum.
Oh, hey.
And all the equipment we use to run these awesome programs that we do.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to make a note, because, you know, Quarter Bananas program, everyone has a show every Sunday right throughout the year. And there's always a mention in our clip ad for the show that we're sponsored by the Royal Foundation, which, you know, we're very grateful for, because for the most part they keep us going year after year. We do fundraise some of the money as well, and that's just to pay for the costs of this. We don't get paid. This is all voluntary. But the Royal Foundation is a charitable organisation that was established in 2008, and it focuses on advancing the health, well-being and visibility of the LGBTQIA community in New Zealand. So it was founded from the estate of Peter Royal, and it operates two main funds, the original Peter Royal Fund and the Rainbow Wellbeing Legacy Fund, which provides grants for projects that support the welfare of rainbow communities. The foundation aims to enhance the visibility and well-being of rainbow, takatāpui and MVP FAF communities in Aotearoa. So if you want to know more even about Peter Royal, it's a beautiful story, a sad story, but also I think it's beautiful because they created this foundation and, you know, the kaupapa, it's beautiful. So it's kind of like a sad beautiful. I won't say the story on air, but I did post it on our Quarter Bananas Facebook page maybe last month. Go check it out, www.royalfoundation.nz. That's all lowercase. Also, if you have a project that you think it will benefit the community, the health and well-being of the community, have a go at it.
It's pretty amazing that it was created a while ago, but it's so fun.
Yeah, 17 years. It's fantastic legacy. I'm going to be talking more about the Kia Mau Festival, our Indigenous festival that is based right here in Pōneke. They opened up on Friday, just gone. And the upcoming Wellington on a Plate, Bigger Wellington Festival, but also other matariki events that happen annually. I've got a couple of tracks here from Jordan with the Y, but we're going to open up with Aradna and Shea. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Whakarongo koe ki te Ika Mata Show under the Quilted Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
the night is heavy, sinking in shadows, but we don't fall down. Mahuta kera ko te marama, piata mai te tifa tifa.
No mai, haere mai, feel mai, susu mai. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. And that beautiful waiata was from Jordan with the Y, Maku Ano. And before that, we opened up with Aradna and She, which is a track from her newest Sweet Surrender album, which was released last year. I also got to see her live at Old St. Paul's last year. It was amazing. Aradna won Best R&B Soul Artist at the Aotearoa Music Awards, which was held at the end of last week as well. And I just wanted to mention that today our special playlist is dedicated to the South's Member of Parliament. That's right, folks, you voted this guy in. The Honourable Chris Bishop, who was our Minister of Housing, Infrastructure, Leader of the House, Associate Minister of Finance, and Associate Minister for Sport and Recreation. And I'm hoping not too long. we all know it's been plastered, it's gone viral over the internet. He said some pretty negative comments whilst towards the end of the amazing, another amazing tangata whenua artist, Stan Walker. And we were just talking about it before, right? Like, his comments are quite negative. And Don McGlashan from the Mudden Birds pretty much told him to shut up.
Good on him.
Yeah, and we were saying, like, yeah, you know, we human beings, but is there an expectation of behaviour with someone in that kind of position of power? But you also said public-facing, eh?
Well, yeah, I think when you're a public facing figure, it's probably to be expected that you're going to be, you know, noted for your accolades and noted for the things that people aren't happy about.
I was shocked. You know, without being too judgy, and yeah, I obviously don't vote for blue, even though it's one of my favourite colours. I was a bit surprised. Like, I feel like somehow the BAFTA leadership, the standards are just slipping. And I'm no angel. I'm no angel. But, I don't want to repeat what he said. But I'm like, how can you not like Stan Walker, though? And it was great that Lord supported.
Yeah, exactly. I think everyone was supported there, really.
With her comments was like, how about honouring the
Trinity
and saying, oh, you know, Stan's performance, that was awesome. He performed Hei Māori Aho. Have you seen the clips?
Yeah,
but, you know, I'm surprised it's such a quick turnaround because the latest update I saw, I can't remember which news website actually asked Chris, and he said upon reflection, maybe he should have kept his wahanui tightly closed. Especially when you're drinking alcohol.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we're going to be playing songs all today from the recipients of awards, people who performed that night, and just, you know, good old Waiata from these beautiful islands we are lucky to call home. With that, I'm going to be talking about Kia Mau Festival, which is a biannual contemporary tangata whenua, tangata moana and indigenous arts festival. The two co-directors, it's from the brainchild of Hone Koka, which I think Wellington Access Radio, they interviewed him on a show here during the daytime. And his partner also in life, Miria George. They were really lucky to have it here in Wellington every 2 years. And it started Friday. That was our opening night. I was very lucky to see an amazing show, which I'll talk about soon. 30th of May to the 14th of June. So that's like 2 weeks, eh? In a tidy bit.
Yeah, exactly. And 2 weeks of art.
So it's at the forefront of contemporary tangata whenua, tangata moana, indigenous art, and Aotearoa and beyond. So innovators pushing the boundaries, redefining forms and forging new paths with creative risk taking at every step. It's an amazing like platform for creatives to come and do their stuff, you know, theatre, but like push the boundaries. We've needed that for so long here, and because I forgot when they started. It's 10 years. They've been going for 10 years, and I remember that it first started out as Ahika. There's a couple of poems in terms of what kind of shows they have, which you can check out on their website. So that's just put it in the URL, kiamofestival.org/kaupapa-2025, and it gives you the background, everything, why this show is in this section, not just the schedule of shows, and it's a massive schedule of shows. So some of them, they might have like 3 or 4 performances, so you have to get in there really quick, because the show I saw on Friday, which was created by, I think is pronounce his name Leela Crichton, a Samoan artist, very talented, master of none brown fella, which had two, I mean, they were all very, very talented and can do everything. It made me sick. Like, I went with my auntie, my cousin, and a couple of my friends, and my cousin's husband, and I purposely didn't read the blurb. I didn't want to know because I wanted to see how this performance, this musical part play, part, you know, spoken word performance, if I could actually feel and sense, you know, and understand what the messages were behind it. And I think not too bad. I read the blurb on purpose afterwards. So basically what I got from it, it's like there's the underlying, the base tradition of making the mats, community, village, classic trad life, but then you've got people, there's this, you know, some people don't know, might not know what this term is, diaspora. Can you give a like a simple layman's term of that definition, what diaspora is?
No.
No? Okay. So my understanding of diaspora, it's communities, say, like myself, my parents are born and bred in Samoa. My mother came here in the mid-60s and had me. So in a way, I'm living in a diaspora community. So I'm Samoan, but I grew up in Aotearoa. So it refers to communities of people who weren't born and raised in the country of ethnic origin. And so it deals with like New Zealand Samoan issues. You know, I think one of the most common one is identity. But this was pretty deep. It talked to domestic violence from what I could see, violence in general. But I think the main thing that I got from it was about how silence can have a really detrimental impact on people. So the key thing was about the importance of communication. And that was pretty much reciprocated or reiterated at the end of the show when Lila got up and spoke to it. He said, if there's one thing that I want you guys to take away with you, and I had a friend see it the next day on Saturday in the afternoon, and she also asked me, she purposely didn't read the blurb, and she said a few of the things that that came to mind for me and basically hit it on the head. But these young people, because I would say none of them were over 25, they could play instruments, they could sing like angels, act and dance. It's sickening. This new generation, they like have superpowers. And I was really proud because Luciano Tuioti and Mussy Smith, these Rainbow Pacifica kids, you know, Luci was like the main, the main star. She kind of played Cena. So there was this, they weaved the traditional story of Cena and the eel amongst this. It's very clever, very clever. But it's already played. Like, that's it. They had maybe 3 or 4 shows. And I think it was in the Fringe Festival earlier in the year, which I also missed. But me and you, we're going to go and see a show. I think that's...
It's on the 4th of June?
Yeah, that's next Tuesday. I'm seeing the show on Monday, which I'm excited about. It's Aboriginal... I think it's a documentary. I'm not sure if I'm watching a film. Oh, God. I need to read these things properly. But there's so much going on in my life at the moment, and it's all good, great stuff. Like, there's, like, 8 shows that I got invited to. I'm very lucky. I'm in a privileged position, and so I kind of share the love. But I definitely wanted to see that show on Friday. There was also a brilliant show that was on at the same time that Roreti Ormond was in. He's in the Tifas. He also is a museum specialist tour operator at Te Waka Hoia, so we're work colleagues. He Ngoa was on at the same time as Master of None Brownfella at Circa Theatre, and that was packed as well. And we could hear, because the soundproofing needs to be a bit improved there. Both theatre stages are right next to each other, but I could hear people going, ah! And I could tell when I came out that people thoroughly enjoyed that show. Unfortunately, I think that's finished, had its run too. There's only a couple. But I'm determined to see Roreti and the Tifas over Matariki. They're doing a whole sling of shows at Circa Theatre. We should go to that. I think the tickets are like $85. $95. I'm not sure if that includes dinner and drinks, non-alcoholic or alcoholic. But
the Kia Mau tickets are quite reasonable in a sense. They're like $25.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had to pay for something over $25. Mm. They've made it very, very accessible. And there's just so much to choose from. Like, you need to kind of study the schedule and the website. Like, that will take half a day, to be honest. But we're going to have a little break. And what are we? Oh, yes. Yeah, speaking of Aotearoa Music Festival, I think Lord won an award. So we're going to play this track. What was that? You're listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Kōtā Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
A place in the city, a chair in the bed. I cover up all the mirrors, I can't see myself yet. I wear smoke like a wedding veil, make a meal I won't eat. Step out into the street, alone in a sea. It comes over me, oh, I'm missing you. Yeah, I'm missing you. And all the things we used to do. MDMA in the back garden, blow our pupils up. We kissed for hours straight, but baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hairs, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that? With me when I'm out with my friends, I stare at the painted faces that took current affairs. You had to know this was happening. You weren't feeling my heat. When in the blue light down, baby, so bright, I face reality. I try to let whatever has to pass through me, pass through. But this is staying a while. I know it might not let me go. Empty and bay in the back garden, blow our pupils up. We kiss for hours straight. Well, baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hairs, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that?
Morena koutou, tai au manuia. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Kōtā Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. And that was Lord with What Was That? And she won Best Single, I think, Aotearoa Music Awards last week for that track. What do you think of it?
I just watched the shorts, didn't watch the whole thing, but I thought she was awesome.
What do you think of that song?
It's an interesting song.
Oh, you haven't seen the video.
Straight away. But
yeah. It's classic Lord, I reckon. So, unfortunately, Two Chapman couldn't be in the studio tonight. This morning, I should say. I need some water. So, Two couldn't be in the studio this morning, but she sent me an update last night about her Stop the New Zealand First Gender Bill petition update. Just a reminder, folks, you've still got plenty of time to sign that petition if you haven't already. It closes on the 31st of July. And to give me an explanation of what will happen once the petition closes the process. It will be delivered to the steps of Parliament. So there might be a call to unite when we do this. It is then taken into the House by the sponsoring MP, which will be announced soon. It is tabled and referred to the Petitions Committee for consideration. And just a reminder, the gendered bill has not been drawn out of the biscuit tin. See, I don't understand that reference. Do you? No, I'm not. That's just another surprise question.
No, because we just ate the biscuits out of the packet.
Right, because she made a lot of references to out of the biscuit tin. I'm going to have to ask too what that means, because I was just like, oh, yeah. But in the eventuality of this happening, we want this petition to stop that. The petition also states that any other bill similar in nature should never, ever be introduced again. If the House rules on this, the bill and any other future bill is dead in the water, which is what we want to happen in the long run, don't we? This is just ridiculous. The gender politics, these cultural wars, throw it out. This isn't bloody America. And with that, one of my favourite Matariki events every year, Wellington on the Plate. But a couple of years ago, they started splitting like Wellington on the Plate, the events, and the really popular Wellington on the Plate Burger Festival. Every year. Now, last year, did you try any burgers? Did we try any burgers?
I don't think we did. I think we tried a burger the year before that we didn't like. So yeah.
Oh, where was that? Where did we have that burger? I have no recollection. Usually, I don't even remember what I had last year.
Did you try burgers last year?
I had a couple, but not as many as like previous years.
No, what's that mean then?
I just felt like there
wasn't that special.
That much inspiration. You know, I was like, really? Come on, guys. I know that we have some amazing chefs here and creatives, food creatives. Just felt a bit meh. But I'm excited because, you know, the overall theme for the event this year is food is love. And it's a way to prop up because, you know, I think the organisers of the Wellington on the Plate Festival, they're really sick and tired of hearing how Wellington is dead. And so this is a way to prop up our hospitality scene, our food scene. And just think that is so, you could go so many ways with food as love.
I have to say, like, the best place I've been to for a meal in Wellington on the Plate was the prison.
Oh, they did you do the Martin Bosley?
Yeah, that was amazing. The young chaps, young they were too, they were awesome servers and the food was just awesome.
Bloody inspiring, eh?
Absolutely.
It's really interesting what you can do within, you know, that incarceration system. Like, if you can just think outside the box, you know, because it's very lazy of us as a species, that the best way that we know how to deal with whatever you want to call it, with people who break the law, whatever, is to lock them up for a certain period of time. And just, I was actually thinking about that on my way in on the train, like the conditions, like you've got a toilet in there, bars, and, you know, you've got to wear a jumpsuit every day. And it's like, how can we improve on that? Because there's a lot of recidivist behaviour. I don't know, there are a lot of people where we think we should get rid of that system completely, but I'm like, what are we going to replace it
with?
Oh,
yeah, it's like the government's boot camp bill where, you know, you just go to the army and you just use your toll.
I thought we got rid of that. It's like such a lazy way of thinking, very archaic. Kind of when I was like, when they at first, there was whisperings of it, I was like, not this again. This feels like the late 80s, 90s. Why does National keep bringing that up?
I don't know, but I see things on YouTube, like, you know, like probably overseas prisons. I'm not quite sure they do it in New Zealand. Is where, you know, prisoners are training dogs, you know, to be, help people. They do that. See, which is good for both community.
That stuff is like, yeah, and they're just relationships with it, like a living being and the responsibility of having to take care of another life. Yes, I've seen things like that. And cats.
Absolutely, yeah.
And really, can have an amazing, inspiring influence on the person.
Totally.
Yeah, I just don't think, like, there's some people who I think, well, I don't know if they have been treated inhumanely for a long time, and then you just put them in a system where that continues. It just makes it worse, doesn't it?
Yes, it's very life-changing, isn't it?
I love that the dogs, drug dogs, they'll have to go around. I mean, in America, prisons, building prisons is a way of, it's a very lucrative business.
That's a whole privatisation though, isn't it? The aim isn't to, you know, change people's lives and get them to look at things differently.
No, it's just like to make money.
It's just, you get back on that wheel and go back.
Because you can get lots, from the government, you get loads of money to build those kinds of things. Because they have, like, you imagine, like, the design for a jail, oh, God, over there. But are we heading that way in this country? It feels like. Is privatisation, we're heading towards that way if we don't?
It feels like it at the moment.
But this is a one-term government, don't you think?
Well, who would think that Trump would get back in?
You know, nobody thought he'd get in the first time. I know, it's weird watching America burn in a way.
Yeah.
But the world. Well, what did Jacinda, she was speaking to those Yale students, she was saying, like, the world is like, it's a dumpster fire at the moment. There's a documentary coming out about her.
That's right. Is that her writing her book or I think it's generally about her, that's right.
Yeah. I am looking forward to seeing that as well. Let's have a little break here. I'm going to play, this is Aotearoa, Stan Walker featuring Rea Ho Troi Kingi and Maisie Dicker. Nah, that's not it.
Moana pari mai koe, ko koe te awa I takuremu, ko taua anō taua, no te one I kura waka, hei tiaki I te whenua, nei. Aotearoa he iwi kaha tātou, he mana tuku iho mai anō. Whenua haumako, wairua ora, whai a tō ara ki te putunga. No te piti no tata, no te whenua o te atua tātou. Aha ko anō ia mai koe, ka whapai tonu mātou mō.
He kore roto te whenua, he te mai ki a tātou. He toa au mōna e o ke nei e.
Oh,
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Ikamata Show under the Kōta Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Kia ora koutou, talo whalawa. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show on the Kōta Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. And that was Georgia Lyons with Made for Living, who performed at the recently televised Aotearoa Music Awards. And we're just talking about how cool it was that Mukotron just rocked up in his shorts and gumboots. Was it gumboots on the stage to grab his award?
I think it was shorts and sneakers. It didn't have gumboots on, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty. he's pretty down to earth. And that guy, he's so popular with the young ones. And before that, we opened up with Aotearoa by the amazing Stan Walker featuring Ria Hoa, Troy Kingi and Maisie Rika. And that was especially going out to the Honourable Chris Bishop, MP for South. Hope you're having a good day, mate. Before we go, just a couple of pānui for Matariki events. You know, as per usual, the Wellington City Council has the big, you know, starting Thursday, June the 19th to Sunday, is it? A couple of days event down at the waterfront, the lagoon, the Te Papa Manamoana screening, to Papa stuff in there, and it's all free.
I went last year, it was awesome.
Food trucks. Oh, did you go after my event?
Yeah. Yeah, I went down there. It was awesome.
Oh, I thought you went straight to bed. And also, yes, we've got Hakere Below the Stars up at Space Place. Very unique experience. The only place that has a planetarium where you can, there'll be live Matariki Star Talks. That's Thursday, June the 19th, 5 to 9pm. Very accessible price, particularly for whānau. We've got the amazing Jan Lindsay from Petone, who will be performing throughout the night with their siblings, Sage, and the wonderful Ruby Solly, who I caught at the Embassy for Film Society screening of the original Phantom of the Opera, the black and white, which was directed by a New Zealander. Ruby Solly and two amazing musicians played a live score while we watched a silent film, black and white. It was amazing.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, and that was free. I got six tickets, took a whole bunch of peeps with me. That was fantastic. Also, an event that we're holding, a workshop. Now, for those of you, you know, Te Tiriti is like hot topic at the moment. So join us for an accessible introduction to Te Tiriti or Waitangi and learn why it's, you know, its contemporary relevance. Why is it relevant, still relevant today? And this is a workshop led by Te Atakura Kaioko, Robbie Blakelock. It's perfect for those who are eager to learn more about our nation's founding constitutional document and see what all the fuss is about. So at the same time, embrace the rising of Matariki and new beginnings. Add to your kete arunui basket of knowledge. Learn with us here at Te Wakahoia and step into an informed future of shared understanding. Now, no previous knowledge of Te Tiriti or Te Reo Māori is required, and it's suitable for ages 20 and above. Tickets are limited, include light refreshments and tea and coffee. So book now to secure your spot. That's Thursday, 26th of June, 5:30 to 7:30. Tickets are $25 to $35. And that's celebrating 15 years of the Waitangi Tribunal, 1975 to 25. The exhibition is free and it's currently showing at the Te Whiki space at the Wakahoia Wellington Museum down on Jervois Quay. So any last words, my friend? Just any Matariki plugs as well?
I haven't got any Matariki plugs at the moment, just but enjoying the free stuff that's happening around Wellington, really. And
yeah, everything. It's fantastic. Yeah. We're very lucky. Also, Spaceballs is sold out tonight. The Sci-Fi June Sunday screening, June series, Sci-Fi Sundays. But there's still a few tickets left for Galaxy Quest, which is on next Sunday. And then the final film for the June series is the original Ghostbusters.
Mm.
You know, you get free popcorn as well as a live Star Talk. So it's a great way to, if you've never been up to Space Place, great introduction. It's amazing. You experienced that last year, didn't you?
Yeah, those seats are so comfortable when you go into that theatre.
Oh, yeah, because it's slightly tilted, eh? And you're looking up at the dome.
That's right.
Did you? That's right. You went to sleep there. I remember that. So we're going to be going out with, this is a secret, but it's something special exhibition that's happening later in the year in October, but I'm not going to say anything. And this song goes especially out to Ange Fed and Bunny Bubba up in Brooklyn Heights. And I'm also shout out to Rako up in Wadestown and to the Ginger over in Scotland, but I think she's gallivanting somewhere around near that part of the world at the moment. Here's a song by Fat Freddy's Drop Hope, and you're listening to The Raw Fish Show with Panda and Stay at Kura under the Kota Bananas program, Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Hi, Dada. Thank you.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.